I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A breakaway republic in Europe forces churches to close throughout the region. We'll explain why in today's broadcast. Plus, the arrival of unexpected guests at a planned event usually isn't something to celebrate. But stick around to hear why it's different today in South Asia. Our first story comes from eastern Ukraine, which remains a war zone and occupied. Lugansk is one of the regions that declared independence from the rest of Ukraine. So what awaits the evangelical church in occupied territories? Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says last month they got word about an unexpected requirement to re-register churches.
Apparently, the officials that are in this separatist region of Lugansk in eastern Ukraine had threatened Baptist Union pastors to not meet for worship or else they could face raids and fines.
The deadline for compliance was this past Sunday, March 17th. So until the churches get the okay from the government,
they've agreed not to meet at their church buildings, but instead they're going to plan on discreetly gathering in small groups.
Meanwhile, all houses of prayer have also stopped meeting, and
church members believe that they are under surveillance and even their phone calls have been tapped.
Will it impact SGA's ministry? Well, yes and no.
We have to see what happens in the days ahead just to see how severe this crackdown is going to be. But certainly the potential is there for the ministries to be impacted.
Please keep praying wisdom for SGA and its partners. Pray for the conflict in Russia to end, but also keep in mind the motto, much prayer, much power.
They're not going to stop proclaiming the gospel. I mean, God is their first and foremost authority. You know, they just have to be a little bit more discreet and careful about how they do it, but they're going to keep on ministering one way or the other.
Meanwhile, Christians worldwide are observing Lent, a 40-day period spanning March 6th to Resurrection Sunday, April 19th. Now, Lent is often associated with fasting, but prayer is a critical component too. At our website, the Prayer Ministry Cry Out offers a free 40-day prayer guide focusing on the Arab Bedouins. Why the Bedouins? Speaking for Cry Out, a man we'll call Peter describes him as a people group with strong and historic ties to Islam.
This is a people group that we don't want to be forgotten. God's heart is for the not just the urban, but also the nomadic dwellers as well. And they make up probably about 10% of people in the Middle East. So it's a big group of people. There's a real hunger to actually see breakthrough because these are an unreached people group. We really have some very passionate people that are focusing quite heavily on reaching out to these Bedouin.
The Apostle Paul teaches us about spiritual warfare in Ephesians 6. On the mission field, tangible ministry is the ground force. Things like outreach, meeting needs, and telling people about Christ. Prayer is the much-needed air force. So which is God calling you to?
Thank you to listeners that will say, yeah, we'll take this on. We'll either download the prayer guide or print it out.
And Global Disciples trains national leaders how to share the gospel, who then train others to do the same. Now, in South Asia, God showed up at one training event. Global Disciples Tim says, when a man named Elijah was leading a training event, three Buddhist monks stumbled in.
They stayed for several days. But it happened, too, that as they were hearing in the discipleship classes about who Jesus is and what he does and intimacy with Jesus and what it means to be a Christian, that they finally exclaimed to Elijah that, well, somebody has to be wrong here. Either Buddha is God or Jesus is God. So they asked Elijah if he would be willing to test and to see who really was God. They would go to a forest and they would fast and pray. And if God or Jesus could bring lunch to them, and if he could make it rain, those three Buddhist monks agreed that they would then accept Jesus as Lord.
Through a series of events, those men were fed. And it also rained so hard that Elijah had to cancel evening services. Read the full story with ways to get involved at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.